I don't know if any of you know about the process of transitioning through the NHS, but it's a very, very slow process. It just got talked about in the trans report that was done by the government recently, and I was on ITV News talking about. But it's very, very long, and it's going to change soon, hopefully. But I had to wait about 2 years before I started transitioning medically. And so that meant that for those 2 years, I was kind of in like a prison almost, like, but I was so much more positive because I knew I was, every day I'd wake up and I'd be one day closer to getting on hormones. So I'd be like, okay, I can do this, just keep going. And I was very suicidal, like I said, before transition, before accepting myself. But it's weird that in those 2 years, nothing changed. Like even now, I've only been on hormones 6 months. This is all padding and contour, honey, and a prayer. But like, so not much has changed. And I mean, not much has changed with my body in 2 years or just over 2 years. But I would like do things like every day, like I'd moisturize my body and I would like have my nails, like paint my nails, and I would like take vitamins and like just be good to myself and like try and love myself and work from the inwards. So even though I still had facial hair and I still have a receding hairline and I still had a penis, I loved myself because I was doing these little like iterations every day to just try and make myself accept myself. And I did, and I really do, like, I, if I can do it, anyone can. Like I have gone from, at one point I made my family take down all the mirrors in the house. I'd have candles instead of lights. I thought I was so ugly, and now, like I said, not much has changed, but I've totally loved myself.